Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I want to make sure that we can grasp what Jesus had to say on the Sermon on the Mount. Over in Matthew, one of the things that is absolutely powerful is this statement: everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Well, one of the things that we are trying to recognize in a time of meditation is that where we learn who Jesus really is and what he is teaching us is found in the scriptures. And obviously what's written in the Bible is not the totality of all who Jesus is, because he is the living God. He has been at the beginning of time and will be at the end of time and will be in eternity for all time. And as John notes, there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written. Well, God's character, God's plan, his wisdom, all of his promises and intentions and purposes, those are being revealed to us. And we find those most beautifully in times of quietude, solitude, and meditation. So let us begin that time right now. And today I want to invite you without breath to separate where you are from where you will be in the presence of God. I invite you simply by starting today with two things that you're grateful for right now. Just finish this sentence: God, I am so grateful for, and then add your two things. And then tell God three things that you're grateful that he has done for you this week. Three things that you knew God stepped into your life and he had done that only he could do this past week. Go ahead and share those with him. And then finally, bring something to the Lord right now that you would say, God, would you this weekend step into my life, into my family's life, and would you do, and then fill in that blank, this weekend in my life as I walk with you and trust you. And then stop for just a few seconds. And today we're going to take a full 60 seconds and invite you to stop and listen and hear what the Lord may have to say for you for this day and for the weekend that lies ahead of you in our time of meditation. And I'll come back in 60 seconds. We'll wrap up our time of meditation. Go. And we're back, and let me finish today's time of meditation with these words from Proverbs chapter 3. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. And if you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Choose wisely as you choose which path to take this day. And I trust you've enjoyed another weekday meditation. We'll see you back on Monday for a 5-day series on anxiety in our time of meditation. God bless you. Bye now.